ABC News.
There are new calls this morning for the government to undertake a first-of-its-kind national parenting strategy. The advocacy organisation The Parenthood is out with a report detailing how an increased investment in things like paid parental leave and early childhood education could benefit the entire economy. The group says the impact of their proposal could result in a 4.1% increase in GDP. That's $166 billion by 2050. Joining me now is Georgie Dent, Executive Director of The Parenthood. So tell us more about your report. I understand you've been looking at four main issues, so paid parental leave, early childhood education and care, parental health and workplace practices. What stood out to you the most with regards to your findings?
Well, what we really wanted to look at was the relationship between support for parents and families and child development outcomes and productivity. And so we asked Equity Economics, an economics firm based in Melbourne, to explore that question. And they determined that there are four key support pillars that parents need to enable, you know, for their children to thrive. And they are paid parental leave, high quality early education and care, universal health support during pregnancy and early years, and workplaces being flexible and accommodating of caring responsibilities. And what was quite stark is the extent to which Australian parents and children are being let down on all of those measures compared to international peers.
Okay, so let's look at paid parental leave then. How does that compare with other similar countries?
So Australia has one of the least adequate paid parental leave programs in the world. So the OECD average is 50 weeks of paid leave. In Australia, primary carers get 18 weeks at the minimum wage. So if you look at that as a replacement wage, it's just over 7 weeks compared to 50 weeks of paid leave as the OECD average. And that is really... it's really problematic because what happens in the first year of a child's life is incredibly richly formative, but it also establishes caring patterns, and it establishes a pattern that persists in terms of parenting and caring well beyond that first year. And
So in terms of those formative years, as you say, I mean, early childhood education, obviously a key factor here. What can be improved on that front?
Well, there's two fundamental issues that we would say that come out of this report. And one of them is that because Australian parents pay the fourth most expensive fees in the world for early childhood education and care, a lot of people don't use it, and a lot of people don't work the way they would if it wasn't for the cost of care. But the other issue is, which is equally alarming, is the fact that we've got participation rates among 3- and 4-year-olds lag global peers. And that is problematic because at the moment, more than 1 in 5 children in Australia arrive at school developmentally vulnerable. We know children who attend high quality early learning for at least 1 year before school are half as likely to arrive at school developmentally vulnerable as their peers who don't. And so the fact that we've got lagging participation rates is a real issue because of what it creates down the track. And also the fact that in Australia, the children who aren't attending are actually the children who would benefit the most. So we know that all children benefit from high-quality early learning, but children with vulnerability benefit that much more.
Okay, I see. But, I mean, can employers do anything to help the situation here? You mentioned the cost of early childhood education potentially a deterrent, but what can employers do to help parents in terms of perhaps reducing stress or providing more flexibility in this space?
Well, it's a little bit of, you've got to look at the flow-on effect. So if Australia, and in countries where they've got adequate, generous paid parental leave, that parents, not just mothers, but mothers and fathers are encouraged to take, and then you've got high-quality early childhood education and care that is high-quality and affordable, what that means is workplaces then are that much more comfortable with all both men and women juggling caring responsibilities with their work responsibilities. And so what workplaces can do is absolutely pursue flexibility and offer generous paid parental leave. They can make sure they're encouraging men and women to take leave when a child comes along. But also the bigger picture policy settings around paid parental leave and early childhood education and care need to be changed to create that sort of fundamental shift in workplaces.
So how could all of this benefit the greater economy then?
Well, the social and economic benefits are considerable. So the reforming early childhood education and care and paid parental leave could increase national GDP by 4.1% by 2050. So that's $166 billion. If Australia lifted female workforce participation to that of males, which a number of these policies have the capacity to do, particularly paid parental leave and early childhood education and care, countries where they have those policies that work to empower women and men to care and work, women participate in the workforce to a greater extent than they do here in Australia. And that would potentially increase GDP by 8.7% or $353 billion by 2050.
So what would you, just to wrap up here, what would you like to see from the government now to change the situation and perhaps to bring Australia more into line with some of our, with some comparable countries overseas?
So I would say the benefit we've got here is that the solutions are straightforward and compelling. We know from other countries what works. What we do need here is leaders to recognise the case for change and to actually prioritise support for parents and children as a fundamental investment in Australia's post-COVID recovery, but also just in Australia's future.
Okay, Georgie, we're out of time, but thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much, Tom.
Georgie Dent there, Executive Director of the Parenthoods.